Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So good. I love the jingles. It's great. All right, we're already getting some texts here. What do you have for underrated, overrated, properly rated? 651-461-9226. Mr. Fry, you're first.
All right, I'm going to start with overrated, as we do so here on Mondays. And my overrated is my ability to recognize just how strong the sun is. So Saturday, I did a couple of softball game broadcasts, and well into the second game, I look over and my arm is just scorched, just absolutely burnt red. And the
I cannot finish the broadcast.
No, I thought about it. It was a three-hour softball game. It was brutal.
Oh, what?
The final score was 18-12. It was entertaining, but my God.
No, that's too long. Overrated a softball game, Dave Aragon, which takes 3 hours to complete.
Softballs, I mean, that's the beauty of the game. It's fast-paced. It's your hour and a half. Boom, we're done.
Hour and a half. That's it. 90-minute. Who's ahead? There we go.
It was there was 3 7-run innings. So that
we got a lot of replay challenges. What's going on for 3 hours? My God.
It was interesting, to say the least. But I have a nice farmer's tan.
How about the shirt? Did you think about taking the shirt off?
Yeah. I don't know if that'd be cool at a high school
Suns out, game. Guns out. Hey, there's our play-by-play guy wearing a Speedo up there.
Maybe I'll run that by the coaches next time. We'll see how that works.
Probably not. I'll probably just do that and then get fired, and at least you can – check it on the list.
My underrated, getting to like a bar or restaurant just before a huge rush. So my wife and I went out before a concert at the Armory, which properly rated the Armory.
Oh, it's great.
I'd never been there before.
As long as you're okay with standing.
Yeah.
I don't mind standing. A grandpa like Harrigan, he probably complains about it.
I'm like Mark, when you're on the floor, you need a comfortable seat.
So, okay, Armor, who'd you see?
It was Jordan Davis. He's a country artist. So he and two others were opening for Luke Combs in Milwaukee this weekend. So they stopped in at the Armory for a one-night sort of spinoff. It was fine. I'd seen him before. My wife really liked him. Beforehand, we got to it's called Off the Rail. It's right near U.S. Bank Stadium. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what used to be there. But we got there right before a huge rush. And it was just nice to be in that situation where you have a table and people are like soliciting you to leave the table.
So like, for the right price.
Right. It's like $200.
It's kind of like, if you're at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And somebody walks over to the line. You see like four people there and you just get ahead and you're like.
Yes. They open the register right as you're walking.
Yes, it's great.
The extra register.
Yeah. Yes, that's a nice bonus.
Properly rated, the Sunday lunch buffet scene in rural Iowa. My God, yesterday I went down to see my family, and we went to do you know what Godfather's Pizza is? Do you know what that is?
Absolutely.
So it used to be that they like switched it over. I don't know what it is, but they still have the buffet. And you would have thought the President of the United States was there for how many people? Had showed up for that.
They love the buffet.
It was amazing, yeah.
Along with the pizza and a lot of pizza options, I'm assuming different slices, what else was on the buffet?
The broasted chicken, huge.
Yeah.
I think they had tater tot hot dish, which they call a casserole down south.
Man, they're both overrated.
Yeah. That was kind of it. The salad bar.
How about sauerkraut? Do we have some sauerkraut?
No. You have to go a little farther south for that.
For sauerkraut days? All right. The buffet, yes. Yeah.
Parking was heroic.
Do we have valet parking?
It looked like they had just gotten out of the bar for how they parked, but that was about it.
We did. So when the Carters came out to Palm Desert, Castelli's is just an old school, great Italian place. If you want old school with the pictures of celebrities up there and great food and a great bar, that's where I met the guy with Tim Mahoney. Remember, yes. I told you with the picture in the back, my buddy Tim Mahoney owns the Loon here in town, and Ingemar, great, and then Greg the bartender. So we go in there, and now we have a few more people than we thought we were going to have. And the guy's like, "I think I can help you." Then I'm gonna slip him the 20. I don't know if I've ever done this before at a restaurant where you go, "Thanks," and you give the handshake. There's a little bit of money.
Did you hide it in the palm,
or did he see it coming? It was so awkward as I was trying to shake hands with this guy. I mean, it was just not comfortable. I tried to reach out multiple times. Carter's already had a couple cocktails. He was very amused by it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they had to do that at the Godfather's buffet to get a spot.
They have to, yeah.
You know?
Just slip a 20. What's worse is when you go for the handshake and someone, like, grabs your hand like the lobster claw. Just that's always so bizarre.
I think sometimes we need to provide people handshake etiquette. You know, the clammy handshake.
The dead fish.
The dead fish. You're not already there. You know, it's kind of the claw thing. I mean, handshaking isn't that complicated, is it?
I thought we were done with that after COVID because we were all afraid of, like, getting a disease from handshaking.
Yeah.
The handshake was never going to go away full time.
No.
It's a classic.
I kind of like the handshake.
Sure, if you get a good one.
Overrated among the texts coming in here. The phrase word salad is too overused by pundits. I agree 1,000%. Although there are some experts in that area. I think number one might be the vice president of the United States. Kamala can talk for about 5 minutes. And not even come close to answering the question. Sometimes with the giggle beforehand.
And I think you've accused her of word salad.
And it's like asking her about Israel and Iran, and there's the uncomfortable giggle at the start. And you're like, not sure that was really the time to be yucking it up. Underrated this segment's theme song. Oh, I love it. Great, great work. How about this one? Properly rated Spencer the Golden Retriever. This golden retriever sat along the Boston Marathon site in rain or shine, encouraging runners. He died this past year. His owners have two young retrievers that are filling in. That's great, but you know what I would do if I was the owner of Spencer, the golden retriever, and it's raining out? Get Spencer inside. Why does Spencer have to stay out there in the rain the entire time?
Spencer likes it.
Yes or no, they should have brought Spencer inside as opposed to, I don't know, what is the whole race going by, like 5 hours before everybody's?
No.
Plus, how many of those runners are just like, oh, thank God, a golden retriever is here as you're dying to even make it to mile 13?
Well, let's put it this way. At least let's have Spencer, the golden retriever, maybe the first mile or two. Okay? So he doesn't have to be out there for mile 24 where, you know, Fry might get there in the first 2 hours and 15 minutes, and the two of us might get there 5 hours later.
Right.
Spencer sounds like he was a celebrity at the marathon. I imagine that means a lot of people in the area who ran the race knew about Spencer. They probably brought treats to toss to him as they ran by. You want to deprive him of that because it's sprinkling a little outside?
Oh, it's pouring rain. It's in April. It's Boston, and it's 42 degrees, and poor Spencer's like, God, I hate this marathon. Get me inside. I'm not sure, Fry, you with me? I don't think Spencer loved this. Well, sure, if it's a nice day and it's 65 and it's mile two and this gets done quickly and I get treats. Yeah.
I agree. I think, yeah, put him within the first few miles or don't do it.
Commercial-free coverage of the Masters, underrated. More text. Late night hosts, overrated. MASH and black licorice, the best. black licorice.
Who hurt you?
Get out of this country today. Oh, black licorice is gross. Like Hamas loves black licorice. That's what I mean. Did you hear that also, Dave?
Yeah, that's been rumored.
We can confirm that. It's 17 past 1. More of overrated, underrated, properly rated in a matter of minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are right in the middle of some good tunes, by the way, and also overrated, underrated, properly rated. Mr. Harrigan, you're next.
All right, well, let's get to it. Thank you for mentioning the tunes for those who didn't catch it earlier. It's chicken music today, and it's chicken music for one reason. It's Boban.
Free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people.
So good.
He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
That call, Harlan is the master of taking something that's not of, you know, a typical game and turning it into something huge. Any of those calls when they come out, they're just tremendous.
Absolutely.
That one is right with it.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Have fun. Come on.
It's a man
Not
of the people.
McNeil Lair. It's late in a meaningless game. Boban is saying, I got your chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with it.
Underrated. Absolutely. Overrated. Lovely invitation yesterday. I should say that. It was very kind to neighbors across the street from us. They're great. They've got a bunch of kids. My kids love playing with them. They said, hey, we're going to have a bonfire this evening. Hot dogs, s'mores, the whole deal. Come on over. So we did that. It was great. It was fun. The kids had a blast. We had fun chatting. Overrated what smoke does to my eyes. And no matter where you go around a bonfire, the smoke's going to find you.
Mm-hmm.
The wind will change. If the smoke's blowing east and you go on the west side,
maybe it says
boom,
something.
There
maybe
it is.
It says something about you. The
it
smoke
might be.
Follows you.
I don't know if you can see my left eye. It is
I can
swollen and puffy.
It is.
It was hurting last night. I had to, you know, get some eye drops, did nothing, thought it was getting better, then woke up this morning. It was all red, like the eyelid itself red. Smoke, bonfires overrated.
Sounds like a big excuse for eye. He was on the bong all night and the eyes are still red, and he's making up this whole story. I thought you were going with s'mores, because I think we've established before. They're overrated.
Oh, no. The s'mores properly rated.
Overrated.
You got to get the smokeless fire pit. That's mistake number one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do you get the wood-burning smokeless or, like, the gas?
I have no idea. I don't have one.
Good time. I've heard they're tremendous.
Yeah.
Also, another back to the underrated, Ryan Gosling. Just as a person, as an actor, as a personality.
We're getting there.
He's tremendously underrated. Maybe he's getting to properly rated status since Ken. But watching the clips from SNL over the weekend, and I know you commented on one. I'll let you have that.
Yeah.
But Gosling himself is just, he's tremendous.
Well, can I jump in here?
Please do.
Okay. Who's a bigger star? Who's more talented right now as a male? than Ryan Gosling. Because he's had his very serious, meaty roles where you're like, whoa. Then he's willing to have fun and be Ken and be the fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, one of his stories in the last month is Steven Spielberg, you might have heard of him, he's made a movie or two, went up to Gosling and told him, I can't tell you how much I love this movie, The Fall Guy, right? And some of his serious stuff, he's amazing. But SNL, for all you buffoons who think SNL is never funny anymore, first of all, open up your eyes. I get it. Sometimes things happen before, and they were at peak. And has this year, as someone who still watches SNL, has this been as consistent as other years? Mm-mm. Has not been. But Saturday? Brilliant. First of all, let's go with the opening monologue, or the we'll get to the monologue. Sorry, opening segment where Kate McKinnon's in it, and they're now pals because obviously McKinnon and SNL, and then Barbie, where it's an alien invasion, and McKinnon was so funny. Again, I think McKinnon's as funny as any female who's ever on that show, and he's losing. Gosling lost it in skits about 10, 12 times, and that's so underrated when they lose it and break character. I love it. Then the monologue where, again, is he going to sing about Ken again? Of course he's going to sing about Ken again. But then Emily Blunt comes out, who's a part of Fall Guy, and she's like, you got to end this. But then they're going to Ken, Barbie versus Oppenheimer, and singing together. It was brilliant. But the skit, which is generating the most reaction, and rightfully so, is Heidi Gardner is reacting, who's talented on the show, to Kenan Thompson in this interview, and Gosling is dressed up as Beavis, and then the other cast member is dressed up as Butt, and they're acting like, I don't know what you're talking about. Unfamiliar, this. It was so well written, and then the fact that they're all losing it was just great. And Gosling, there was this long, like, 7-minute feature, which it was complex. It was Avatar and this papyrus or something. It's if Gosling doesn't win an Emmy for his appearance on SNL, shut the Emmys down. He was so good throughout it. Then, oh, by the way, Caitlin Clark comes on. And I love when they do this. And so they know Che's been kind of mocking women's sports as part of the bit. By the way, Jordana saying earlier today that Michael Che and Colin Jost are not funny. That's grounds for dismissal.
Insane.
I mean, it's just insanity. What is she talking? They're so good. But Caitlin Clark just taking Michael Che to town was great. And your timing was excellent. So, yeah, Gosling. If you could pick one male star right now to be a part of something, who are you picking over Gosling? Because I don't know why you'd pick. I mean, oh, by the way, he's as good-looking male as anyone on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to look phenomenal or then make fun of his looks, right? Or then dress up in ways where his looks are irrelevant to all of it. Yeah, he's spectacular.
The Aaron Brockovich sketch, too.
Oh, so God, was that good. There were so many good sketches. It was great. Okay, Billy Joel, we're not going to turn this into 2 hours like every other show in America. Okay. Two things. I have no idea what CBS was doing. No idea. It was just dumb. Have you people heard of YouTube? Honestly, have you heard of the internet? Like, first of all you gather around to watch a concert with commercials, I have no idea what you're doing. Knock it off. Record it, skip the commercials, and then, I don't know, watch a concert without commercials. Do we get commercials at most concerts? And then all of you, I miss Piano Man. Oh, yeah. Turn on KQ. It's on right now. Like, we haven't heard how many renditions of Piano Man. By the way, it wasn't live. It was like 2 weeks ago. But right now, if you punch in Billy Joel in concert, how many hits? How many? What do we guess? 500,000 hits of Billy Joel in concert?
I'll look it up right now.
At least.
Actually, not one.
Yeah, not one.
No, not one.
Not one. So, again,
embargoed.
Dumb decision by CBS, but all of you who gathered to watch a concert with commercials that's not live, when there's this thing called your phone or internet in YouTube, what are you doing? Right, am I right?
My in-laws watch our girls. Well, one's in school.
Yes.
But they showed up this morning as I was heading out the door, and my father-in-law says, "Hey, I got a bone to pick with WCCO." I said, "Oh, whoa, whoa. First of all, you're talking CCO TV. Yeah. We're CCO
exactly.
radio.
Exactly.
But I know what you're going to say, because my mother-in-law was
like you had the switch.
Yes.
Like, yeah,
she was all
producer
in on the
Dave had the switch for the entire CBS company.
Oh, they were furious.
Anybody under the age of 47 furious today?
I didn't even know that concert was going on. I had no clue.
Right. I mean, you are a Luddite if you didn't realize that Billy Joel is out there. Again, I'm not defending CBS. Dumb move. But I'll never see Billy Joel again. I don't know. Grab your phone. You'll find him everywhere. And then, wow, I've never heard him play Piano Man. How is that possible? Is that the most played song over the last 45 years of rock and roll?
This is a live version in concert. 100th Madison Square Garden show. It was probably the talk of the pizza buffet in Iowa.
Or the valley.
He might headline Sauerkraut Days.
I could go for some sauerkraut right now. Tex, it was a phenomenal concert with a huge band. Saxophone player was amazing. It's worth waiting through the commercials. No, it's not. Just tape it and then skip the commercials and you go from song to song to song. Why wouldn't you do that? Again, by the way, I'll be talking about commercials soon, and I hope you buy all those products. But if you can skip it, isn't that the way to go?
Maybe we need to bring commercials to live shows in arena.
No, we don't.
Eras Tour comes back. Taylor just says, hey, I need a couple-minute break. Little word from our sponsors.
Couple last ones. Runners like to tell us they run. Man, they like. Is there any activity in the world that some sort of sports or activity where they have to tell you about the running? Our guy Hauser has to tell. I have plenty of people in my life who are runners. Every other conference, so what's going on? I ran this morning. Constantly. Ben Gessling, excellent job for the Star Tribune. We just did another big story about Ben running while covering the Vikings. Runners like to tell us about the running. And again, I can't do a marathon. It's a great skill, great dedication, very impressive. Don't get me wrong. But, man, they like to talk about it. Is there any denying that?
Do you like me to tell you about my runs last week?
No, I don't.
I feel like I keep that on the down low.
No, you're a rarity.
CrossFitters, they love to talk about CrossFit.
My handyman, I've bragged him up before. My handyman was at my house yesterday dealing with issues. If you're not great at handy projects around the house and you have a client, my guy Clyde has been with me from Hanny. Hanny introduced me to Clyde. Somewhere in the 90s, man, I miss Hanny too. Hanny, just all-time great human being. If you have a handyman you trust, I don't know what matters more, a really good partner or a handyman. It's a pick 'em sort of situation.
Could be both.
Could be both. And I just had some Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts, underrated. What are you shaking your head at?
They stink. They smell horrible. I can't do it.
You smell horrible, okay?
I might. It's a long weekend. A lot of softball.
Harrigan, you can't do Brussels sprouts?
No, they're fine. I wouldn't say they're underrated. They're rated pretty low, and I think that's where they belong.
You're wrong.
They're not good, but I'll eat one if I have to.
You're right. They're not good. They're fantastic, and they deserve more credit. We're only going to talk Brussels sprouts for the next 90 minutes on the show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Individuals who talk about what they do too often, politicians. I mean, they're talking about while they're working.
I don't know if they do
in
that
in their personal life. I don't know. Weightlifters. You feel like a lot of weightlifters share what they've been benching a lot? Here's when I'm squatting.
I think amongst each other, absolutely.
Yeah, if it like it, you know, like you meet a new friend. Hey, Dave, what are you curling? Does that come up a fair amount?
Well, when I do go to the gym, that's right, I work out.
Yeah,
and you get a couple weightlifting bros like in the locker room, and they're talking about, yeah, today's leg day for me. What are you doing?
Yeah,
that's back and arms.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
when I no longer belong to the Lifetime community. It's very fine. It's nice. But, yeah, there are a lot of guys who like to talk about themselves. cornhole participants. Gluten-free. This is a good one, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dietary things.
Yes.
Yes, for sure. I want to talk Scottie Scheffler. I'll get into a little bit of the Masters with Chip Scoggins in 25 minutes or so. We had this topic come up within, I guess, golf, and maybe it's spilled over a little bit. I was going to do one of two topics with Scheffler, but Adam and Jordana took one on his religious belief. This is not new. Scotty is very devout, believes, you know, in Scripture that ties him to his wife and helps him, he thinks, keep perspective. And he made that point again, like he has many times yesterday. But there's a lot of talk because his wife, Meredith, is due in a couple weeks. And there was this conversation, well, is he going to leave? And he said it all along that he would leave. This shouldn't be news anymore. In my view, he should leave 100% and we should assume he's going to leave. Now, if he's on the 18th tee, okay, he's at the four-stroke lead like he had yesterday. No.
How about 17 fairway? How far are we going to move the line back,
Chad? We can play the game.
How far?
We can play the game. But, I mean, we used to have fun with Cook on this because Cook, and I know this is shocking, I'm going to exaggerate here a little bit, Dan acted like, hey, I could just be at the hospital or I could be nearby at the ball game, just kind of let me know what's going on. And that's kind of Dan's old school thing. I can't imagine for one breath that I would not have been there for the birth of Hunter, Griffin, and Quinton. I would have walked through fire. And I didn't do Wolves games two of those times. Now, I'm calling play-by-play of a Wolves game. Not quite as big of a checklist as winning your second Masters.
It's close.
I got it, but that's not the point. Any doofus, macho man who thinks no big deal, she's going to have the baby. If I'm at work or I'm somewhere else, what's the big deal? What are you talking about? Are you suffering from CTE? It's the most amazing experience of your life when your flesh and blood arrives. And you're not certain you should be there? Or we're going to have this big golf debate? And again, if we want to talk golf, I can do, we're at 146, I can do till 5 on the Masters, okay, with no commercials because it's my favorite event. But so what? It's meaningless, irrelevant, a drop of water in the ocean compared to your daughter or son entering the world, and your butt better be there, and we don't need to debate it anymore, in my view. I mean, I gotta meet the boys down for I have to be in a business meeting. I got to be on a trip versus having my kid. You're just wrong. You got to be there. Period. End of discussion. That's my view. You with me?
We've got FaceTime. We've got Zoom. I feel like Cook is the old school mentality where you can just kind of ignore it and we'll see you when you get home.
I think
I think your mentality is a little old school too now, Chad. Get with the times. We can be connected. You don't need to be in that room.
So it's because of video technology that's
yes.
The same?
Scotty's got a caddy who could be, you know, whatever the tournament, he could have the phone in the pocket. You know, even the Masters would make an exception, I'm sure, and just say, hey, you want to check in? Hey, I'll catch you on the eighth tee. We've got a little time here. We're waiting for the group ahead of us. How's it going, honey?
Yeah.
Push. Remember to breathe.
Yeah.
All right, I'll catch you back when we make the turn.
Yeah. Or next shot.
Yeah.
Listen, Meredith, you think you have pressure. I got to judge the wind. It's very gusty. Here's Cook, an update from Cook and one of the many Cook DeRussia offices here. How much does Scotty make for winning the Masters? That's probably $3 to $4 million. Set that kid up for life, and you want to rob the kid of that money? Smiley face.
Speaking of golf, by the way, I forgot this in overrated, underrated.
Yep.
Underrated. Being a caddy is a profession.
Yeah, no, it's you're.
I mean, my goodness, is there any job that pays you more for doing less?
You're so right.
Wow.
You're so right, and we're now lauding Ted Scott. I'm sure Ted's a great guy. We're not talking. Ted's won 4 majors. Tiger's won 5. Jack's won 6. Get out of there.
Got this little book that's going to tell me exactly what to hit and where to hit it. Yeah. Hey, Scotty, how about
judging the wind and being a good guy? No, you're so right. We go way over the top with caddies' roles and how important they are. And I don't doubt friendship and personality dynamics, but come on, knock it off. Are you with me? What are we in the caveman era when we're debating? Wow, what a great dad Scotty Scheffler was going to be. He was doing what every dad on the planet should do. Or, by the way, any mom should do if it's two moms. Get your butt there. I don't care what you're missing. That's it. You with me? You agree or you think, knock it off. Somebody's doing the work. You're going to be the one who's yelled at and told, don't ever touch me again.
Are you familiar with that?
I did try to sneak out with Hunter when Kathleen at one point, as I've told this story before, there's too many people in the room. And Kathleen just goes, everybody, get out of here. And I tried to blend in. And she's like, not you. Not you. You stay. And I quickly stayed because I wasn't going to get yelled at anymore at that point. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226 on CCO. Excellent text. They want to know if it's raining where Henry is now. Wanted to text in. Like, by the way, if you're complaining about the Billy Joel concert ending and you haven't heard of YouTube and you watch the commercials, you're also one who texts here with rain totals. Okay, you're in that group.
We didn't get enough snow totals for Adam Carter this
week. Yeah, we really
got to bring that back next year.
Oh, we will. We will. Speaking of caddies at the Masters, they all look like they work for Sherman Williams. Time for a change. Should we change up the all-white caddy stuff? Maybe more of the sponsors or more your own expressive ideas?
I'm more offended by the fact that painters, it seems, as a group, as a profession, need to wear all white, top and bottom.
Yeah.
I like it with the caddies. The painters, it really just shows everyone how bad you are at your job if you end up messy at the end of the day. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, or you're really confident in your ability. And you're like,
perhaps
I won't be phased at all. Do we still have painter's pants? You know, those pants that have the pockets everywhere and like you could hang your hammer there.
I don't know why a painter needs a hammer. I think of like carpenter jeans.
I thought they were called painter's pants.
I thought of carpenter jeans. Maybe those painter's pants too.
Painters are multifaceted, Dave. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to diminish their hammer.
Well, it sounds like they're a 5-tool player. You can't just call them a painter then.
If you need to leave the golf tournament, go ahead. But first, turn in both cards, score and man card. That's great. That is great. People share too much information with you and won't stop. People ask you how they're doing and tell you about every single ailment.
Mm.
Where is that line when you see someone all the time and you go, how you doing? You know, and you just mean, here's what you want. Fine. Good. And all of a sudden they start going on and on and on. If it's somebody you know well, like the two of us, we will go a little deeper, you know, our deep conversations.
Very deep.
Very deep, very complicated. But some people are really awkward about that. Like, I really wasn't asking. I asked, but I don't really want your answer.
As you grow older, too, as you age, the stories just get deeper and deeper and deeper.
Exactly. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for you to complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off
Installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.